USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a year ago today that a mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, left 17 people dead. Yesterday, President Trump commented on the tragic anniversary at a gathering of sheriffs and police chiefs.
We cannot imagine the sorrow and suffering the Parkland families have endured. Our entire nation mourns for the victims and their loved ones, and we pledge our unwavering resolve to work with the leaders in this room to secure our nation's schools and everywhere else.
A bipartisan bill that would fund border security, though not provide the wall funding President Trump wants, could get votes in the House and Senate today and tomorrow. The White House suggesting the president will sign it and find wall funding money elsewhere. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Today will be day 4 of a teacher's strike in Denver, with at least half of the city's teachers off the job picketing for more pay. This teacher said while on the picket line yesterday,
"We are out here representing our kids. We want to make sure that we can get back in school to support them, but we need to be out here fighting for a better wage and making a difference."
An Illinois congressman's deploying to the border with Mexico with the rest of his Air National Guard unit, as Adam Kinzinger represents the state's 16th district. Now serving on active duty as a lieutenant colonel, the Republican was elected to Congress in 2010 and is a pilot in the National Guard. A measles outbreak in New York continues to get worse. More than 200 cases reported now. It's the worst outbreak in that state since the disease was declared eradicated 2 decades ago. A bill to ban so-called gay conversion therapy has advanced in the Colorado legislature, and this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Retired astronaut Mark Kelly off to a pretty good start in his bid for a U.S. Senate seat in Arizona. The husband of former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, raising $1.1 million since announcing he was running on Tuesday morning. The Democrat plans to challenge Republican Martha McSally for John McCain's seat in 2020's special election. McSally was chosen to fill it after John Kyle stepped down at the end of last year. Smoking pot as a teenager could raise the risk of depression in adulthood. A new study finding that smoking marijuana in teenage years is related to nearly 40% hikes in the risk of depression later in life. Users also have a 50% higher risk of having suicidal thoughts. Researchers consider the increased risk moderate. They say the number of adult cases of depression linked to marijuana use in teen years is probably about 400,000, which is 7% of all depression cases. And men are more likely than women to spend money on their partners for Valentine's Day, which is today, remember. According to a new study by Bankrate.com, the average man plans on spending, wow, get this, $339 on their spouse or partner. Women say they'll spend about $64 on their man. Anyway, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.